Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
It's the first Sunday after Pentecost. It's also the first Sunday after Memorial Day. How many of you are looking forward to summer? How many just kind of summer is your season of the year? Not many. Oh, so there we go. Okay, now it's kind of, you feel some confidence now. It was interesting when Fred came in this morning. You know, he comes in every morning and just kind of welcomes it in Sunday morning. You know, the sky is blue. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, and yet it's still kind of cool. The humidity hasn't gone through the roof yet. And he said, what a beautiful day. It just kind of elevates your spirit, right? Summer is the time of getting out. And when we think about summer, you think about your vacations. You know, sometimes it's in the summertime that we do things like our family reunions. You get together for those. You have outdoor cookouts. You get together. And I wondered if you think about summer and what it is that we love so much about it. If we look at it and say, there's a real secret about summer. There's something special that just speaks to something deep inside, something that there's this deep longing within us. And think about what happens during the summertime that we wait all year long for. Oftentimes, people begin planning their vacations all the way back in the winter, right? You're going to go to the beach, so you're going to rent something. You start planning, you start dreaming, and it's that dream, that motivation of what summer offers that propels you through the difficult times. In February, it could be cold and icy and rainy, and yet that dream of summer kind of propels you forward. You begin planning. And what some people will do when it gets really dark and dingy is they will take a picture of the beach or of their beach house or of some vacation spot, and they'll put it up in their office or at home. And it's that moment of just constantly reflecting and thinking about where we're headed and what our goal is and where we're moving towards that kind of propels you through some of the darker times, some of the times of struggle. And I wondered this morning, as our minds are all kind of turning a little bit towards summer, you know, those thoughts are coming about vacations, about cookouts, about what maybe you're going to plan on doing this afternoon on the outdoors. Everything is focused on kind of getting out and being with people. I wondered this morning as we thought about our scripture, particularly as we start kicking off the summer with Holy Communion, if you recognize the secret of summer in your own life, the motivation, the desire to propel into something even deeper. That there's something in you, that communion offers you that dream, that image, if you will, of where we're ultimately going. And so that no matter where you are today, whether there's something joyful in your heart that you're just so excited about, something that's happening in your life that you just want to sing and shout and tell everybody else, or maybe there's something that's really heavy on your heart. Maybe it's somebody in your family that there's an illness. You're kind of in a February kind of frame of mind. The communion helps propel us through. It helps move us through its imagery and through its symbols and through actually sharing in the elements that move us joyfully into where we want to go. And so this morning we want to think about the secrets of summer, but also the secrets of the sacraments. How do the sacraments help us? And we often, and I think it's important for us from time to time, to review what the sacraments do, why it is that we celebrate communion every month. Is it just so that we can go through the motions, or is there something that God is saying, I want you to share in this so that you're constantly reminded through all of the turmoil that will come your way, through the seasons and through the life changes that happen, there's always within you a summer that's waiting to be born, a summer that's just waiting and it's coming to you if we can remain focused on where we're going. This morning we're going to be talking about a passage that Paul offered to his friends in Corinth. If you read through 1 Corinthians, you recognize that the church in Corinth was in chaos. People were fighting. There was divisions in the church. People were angry with one another. They didn't know what was happening in their culture and in their surrounding areas, and they were just bitter, and Paul is trying to guide them back into line. He's trying to give them something that will unify them and say, look, it's important for you to stay focused. It's important for you to put all of that stuff out of your mind and all of those things that are on the peripheral, just kind of block that out and remain focused on what's the important thing. Maybe you've heard that old kind of saying that goes around, the main thing is to keep the main thing central in your life. In your life, remain focused on what's most important. That's what communion does. It draws us back together. So as we enter into the time of the sacraments, as we think about kicking off summer, think about all of the things that summer does, how it wells up within you, and then think about what God is offering you constantly through the sacraments. Would you join with me as we open up God's Word, because it for us as well is our roadmap. If you have a life plan, if there's something that you believe your life is about, God is guiding you and has a plan for your life. Let us join together as we center our lives on the Word of God. This is God's Word for my life in this place and at this time. Today, I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I believe He has a purpose for my life. Now, I've chosen this passage for two reasons. One, at the very beginning, Paul lays out the problem. He lays out the problem for the church, and then he guides them into a solution. And so wherever you are in your own faith journey, wherever you are in your own understanding of your life and your mission, maybe you can enter into the life of the Corinthians as Paul lays this out. Paul writes in chapter 11, he says, "In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you are come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Do you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not. For I received from the Lord what I pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.' Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judge ourselves, we would not come under judgment. Then we are judged by the Lord. We will be disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father God, we gather this morning to hear your word and to be moved by your spirit. We just ask, O God, that through the sharing of the sacraments, we will come to a newness of life and to a hope and a resurrection with Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. When you think about summer, and you think about what it is that we do during summer, we think about vacations, we think about all of the activities, what is the central thing that happens in summer that really happens very few other times throughout the year? When we think about vacations, what we do is we gather as family. Very often with your family or your friends, you gather in a time where you really have some bonding time together. You experience relationships at a much deeper level. So when Paul comes to the Corinthians And there's divisions among them, there's backbiting, there's struggles for power and for control. How does Paul draw them together? He draws them together by telling them the story again of what Jesus has done for them, of who they are, of what binds them together, what makes them a people. We can be transformed. Our lives can be transformed by the sacraments when we come to an understanding and we experience the love of God in a very deep and profound way. Notice what Paul says. The message that Paul shares is very clear. On the night in which he was betrayed, Paul wants this to be very clear, that Jesus didn't just give up his life without any turmoil. In the time that he was betrayed by his friends, even then he was willing to give up his life. When we come together, do we understand the depth of God's love for us? As we draw together as a family, through all of the busyness of a school year, through all of our work and all of our activities, we sometimes get fragmented. People go off in different directions. We sometimes get so connected through technology that we disconnect spiritually. But when we gather together for vacations or family reunions, it's a time of rebonding, of reconnecting. When you come up and you share in the sacraments, you're reconnecting with the depth of God's love in a deep and profound way. You're touching the face and the hands of God. That God said, on the night in which I was betrayed, my son died for you.